A dozen or so U.S. and Uzbekistani soldiers gather at the base of a 50-foot rock face at the Northern Warfare Training Center, donning their protective gear in preparation for a few hours of instruction on advanced rappelling techniques. Staff Sergeant Nathan Barrett is one of the U.S. trainers.
Here I have a couple lockers, a couple large locking pairs, non-lockers. I have some cordelette here.
The Uzbekistanis had flown into Fairbanks a couple of days earlier after a series of flights from their Central Asian nation that included the usual long delays at O'Hare International. They began their training August 26th at Black Rapids, located in the eastern reach of the Alaska Range about 40 miles south of Fort Greeley. Their interpreter, Jahangir Haitov, says the six soldiers he was translating for appreciated the chance to come here for some military mountaineering training with the Americans.
This is our first visit to Alaska, and we are so grateful to the leadership of Fort Wayne Worth for inviting us.
Master Sergeant Mario Colon accompanied the Uzbekistanis. Colon is assigned to the Army component of the U.S. Central Command headquartered at Shaw Air Force Base in South Carolina. He says the training's intended to benefit both the Uzbekistanis and the Americans.
It's totally two ways. So as they learn from us, there might be some stuff that we also learn from them.
Because they're advanced mountaineers, where they come from, and we're advanced mountaineers.
Barrett says they've already picked up some pointers from the Uzbekistanis.
Last night, they showed us a couple of techniques that they would use in the event of a combat scenario to be able to still utilize their weapon. Something I never even thought about.
That something was the Uzbek's technique of fashioning a sling out of a rope or strap that's worn by four soldiers as they're moving an injured fellow soldier on a stretcher. The setup allows the troops doing the rescue to have both hands free to use a weapon or other equipment as needed.
They brought it up and they showed us, and it was amazing that the system that they developed is perfect. Very simple.
A few minutes later, the soldiers practiced that technique and others after hiking to the top of the hill where Staff Sergeant Ryan Retzner, a senior instructor, was lecturing and Haitov was interpreting.
They have an arm injury and they can't rappel, or maybe they have lost their ATC.
Система ПВО хороша, когда кто-то повредил руку, он не может...
Haitov says the U.S. military's been working with Uzbekistan for about 20 years, and a U.S. Army Alaska spokesperson says the Uzbeks were invited to train at Black Rapids because the United States considers Uzbekistan a friendly nation. The Uzbeks certainly seemed friendly, judging by the laughter that erupted from them from time to time, like when one of them asked Retzner if he could stop midway down a rock face for a coffee break.
Да.
Шумадым.
Or a few minutes later, when one of the Uzbeks pretended to be afraid as he was about to begin rappelling.
Help me!
After a while, it didn't seem to matter much that the visiting soldiers were speaking in a different language. Both they and the Americans were joking and laughing, sometimes with the interpreters, sometimes without, as they all waited for their turn to rappel. They seemed to be communicating amongst themselves somehow, maybe in a sort of common language that's known by soldiers everywhere. At the Northern Warfare Training Center at Black Rapids, I'm Tim Ellis.